You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover. Happy May 22nd. I'm Mark Pigard, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. In 1907, Laurence Olivier, the preeminent British actor of his generation, was born. His dozens of notable appearances included Romeo and Juliet, The Entertainer, Beckett, Private Lives, Caesar and Cleopatra, and Uncle Vanya. Paul Robeson returned to New York in 1945 as Othello, for a limited engagement at City Center, co-starring José Ferrer as Iago and Uta Hagen as Desdemona. The production had been on tour following its 296-performance Broadway run at the Schubert. The Littlest Revue, conceived, cast, and assembled by Ben Bagley, opened off-Broadway at the Phoenix Theatre in 1956. A cast including Joel Grey, Tammy Grimes, and Charlotte Ray performed songs by Ogden Nash and Vernon Duke. Additional material was contributed by John Latouche, Sheldon Harnick, Lee Adams, Charles Strauss, and Eudora Welty. Youth Went Awry in Eric Bogosian's Suburbia at Lincoln Center Theatre's off-Broadway Mincy E. Newhouse in 1994. The play, set at a suburban 7-Eleven, starred Tim Guinea, Steve Zahn, Josh Hamilton, Wendy Hoops, and Martha Plimpton. Broadway lost a mass media champion in 2002, when The Rosie O'Donnell Show, the TV talk show that made a point of showcasing stage musicals over the course of 6 seasons, starting in 1996, broadcast its final segment. O'Donnell, who hosted 3 Tony Award shows along the way, ended with a salute to The Great White Way that featured cast members from Thoroughly Modern Millie, Chicago, Beauty and the Beast, The Phantom of the Opera, 42nd Street, and The Producers. February House, Gabriel Cahan and Seth Brockley's musical that centered on the bohemian residence of the Brooklyn Heights address of 7 Middog Street, opened off-Broadway at the Public Theater in 2012. Among those represented in the musical, based on a true story, were Carson McCullers, W.H. Auden, and Gypsy Rose Lee. For more theater history, visit Playbill.com. For more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com. And for more of me, download and subscribe to Movie Musical Madness on BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.